And you know the girls' soccer athlete who is?
Olivia Fuller.
Well, tell us a little bit about your expectations coming into this season. A new coach, some talent lost to graduation last year, but still lots of opportunities for this year's squad.
Yeah, I think a lot of the girls on this team are ready to step up and be that player. And, I mean, as we saw today, we had three different girls score goals, and I think that we have a really strong team, and we kept a good positive energy out there, even though we were down one in the first, 15 minutes. So, yeah, I think this team is really going to grow together and set the expectation for Indianola girls soccer.
Coach Ebling, when she came in, she talked a lot about the culture that was already here and kind of building on that. How did you feel about that coming into this season? Because I've noticed that over the last several seasons. Seems to be a pretty close squad.
Yeah, I think that Coach Ebling especially has really implemented that into our team. And this year especially, we've just grown closer. And, I mean, you can see that on the field. And, yeah.
Well, perfect. Tell us a little bit about how practice has gone so far. It's not always fun practicing either indoors or out in the freezing cold. So how's the early season gone?
Preseason is always tough with the conditioning and the, you know, fighting for your spot. But, I mean, this team has really pulled through. And practices have been tough. We've been working on a lot of technical stuff, positioning, just, you know, a lot of the basics, getting that down. And I think that we're ready to start focusing on the bigger things.
Well, if you can't notice, there was a goal in the background here for the JV game, just for those listening on the radio. But tell us a little bit about this team's strengths and what do you want to see them improve upon over the course of the next couple of weeks. So what are you good at now and what do you want to get better at?
So I think our team, we have a lot of strong individuals, and I think that is just us molding together and learning how to play together at this point. Coach Ebling has done an exceptional job with that, and I think at this point it's just, you know, getting that experience on and off the field with each other so that we can come closer and learn how to play with each other.
Well, this team is going to be tested all season long. I'm assuming there's going to be lots of ups and downs. How do you think the team is going to handle that this year? Do you think you got a good base for that?
I think we have a very strong base for that. This team is extremely encouraging. I mean, the celebrations after each and every goal is, you know, it's what a team needs. And like I said, even when we're down, we keep our heads up high and we just continue to strive forward, and the game's not over until that buzzer goes off.
All right, individual goals you have for this season?
Personally, I just want to prepare myself for college and just that attacking mindset, you know, just improving on my technique and my skills, building a strong list of skills for myself.
Right, any Indianola girls soccer athlete who is?
Haley Burke.
Well, tell us a little bit about your thoughts coming into this season. New coach, lots of talent lost, I think, last year, but still a lot of positivity around the program.
I was definitely a little bit nervous, especially for my last year. We did lose a lot of defenders, and we lost our keeper. But I feel like we played really good this game, and I wasn't too worried about it. My main focus was just to stay aggressive.
We'll talk a little bit about, because it felt like the team, even falling behind 1-0 early, didn't take the foot off the gas and eventually got that lead. Is that how you kind of thought it would go? Obviously, you didn't want to fall behind, but you never knew you were not out of it.
Yeah, I feel like the goal really pushed us to be more aggressive and want it more. It's always good when you're more aggressive, because then if you're hungry, you get a goal.
We'll talk a little bit about the culture of this team. I know Coach Ebling talked a lot about there was a strong base of culture here. It felt like the team was really close. Is that how you felt coming into your senior year?
Yes, definitely. We kind of struggled with it in the past, but this year we wanted to focus on staying one as a team. We have a saying, we over me, which we really push this year, and I feel like our chemistry will grow as the year progresses.
Another thing Coach Ebling talked about was finding opportunities when you can. Three different goal scorers tonight, coming on and making a contribution. Is that what you saw?
Yeah, I definitely did see that.
Well, tell us a little bit about how this team plays and kind of enables athletes to come in and make an impact like they did tonight.
We have very hungry and strong forwards, I would say. They really want a goal, and I feel like they just, I don't know, they have a good bond and chemistry.
Well, all right, individual goals you have for this season, and then team goals you have for this season.
An individual goal, I would say, is to just stay in it and keep injury-free. And a team goal, I would say, would be continue with the chemistry and stay playing as a team.
Thank you.